Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 22. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom will start with chapter 23 today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Being a friend of the world is to be actively opposed to God. But that is the way they are, because that is the way they live. They walk in the flesh, not according to the Spirit. See, Christians get saved, these people get saved, but then somewhere along the line, when they'd put off the old man, put on the new man, all of a sudden they've decided, you know what, I want to put the old man back on. Now, some don't get into some of those areas I just mentioned. Some of their areas are gossip. They're bitter. They have a vengeful heart. And they won't let go of those things. And so they begin to attack others, especially those that they are bitter against. And they say things against them. And it bothers them that those people are even faithful to church. What happens? Well, these people are not subject to the law of God because they're walking in the flesh, even though it's not like the guys that are out there with the drugs and immodesty and what have you. See, you're either carnal and in the flesh, or you're walking in the Spirit. By the way, it's not legalistic to be subject to the law of God. It is an L word, but the L word is love, to be subject to the law of God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, if in the flesh, or you're carnal, you're unwilling to let go of the world, and instead you continue to live by the dictates of your desires or lust instead of the word of God. And so, Romans 8:8 said, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. As long as you do that, you'll never, never please God. And notice, cannot please God. Doesn't say sometimes cannot. Most times cannot. It says cannot please God. Never. While they walk according to the flesh. So with that backdrop, now we want to look at verses 1 through 5 of our text. David is a godly man. How different that is than Saul. Yet both of them name the name of God. And Acts chapter 13, verse 22, even refers to David. It says, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David. Who did he remove? Saul. And he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. See, Saul was jealous for his own name, for his own dignity, for his own ways. David was jealous for God. After God's heart does not mean that he was like God. Rather, he pursued to know him, to obey him, and then to know his will in order to do it. If you're going to be a man or a woman after God's heart, you seek to know him, you seek to obey him, and you seek to know his will in order to do it. And when you do that, then you're not the person that's the gossip. You're not the person in bitterness and vengeance and then these other works of the flesh. You see, the all-encompassing desire of the person that's after God's heart is to please God and be acceptable in his sight. As Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And instead of being the ox, the dead ox on some kind of an altar somewhere, you're instead under the hand of the Lord God, your master. You're pulling his plow. But oh, that's a good thing, because he does not muzzle his ox. Oh, he allows his ox to take in many blessings. And yet, he pulls the plow for the Lord. He does the work. You can be a man or woman after God's own heart. You realize that you can be a friend of God, not just a child of God, but a friend of God. But that calls on you to pursue to know him. How do you do that? Well, it's through the Word of God. You get in there, not just to read it. I read 5 chapters today, or I read a chapter today. Read it to think on it, to know him, and then to obey it, and seek to know his will to do it. When you come to a point that you're unwilling to part with an attitude about something, you're unwilling to part with a sin, a position, or a situation, then, my friend, you're walking, even though you know Christ is your Savior, you're walking in the flesh. Notice, David sought God in all his ways, and that's what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. King Saul's understanding was, wow, everybody's saying, I've slain thousands, but David 10,000s, and he's done this, done that, and people talk about him being the king and so forth, and so I've got to stop that. And Saul's trusting in his own heart, in his own understanding. He's not acknowledging God. He's not letting God direct his paths. And so when you look there in our text and you see what's going on there, we see this. Let me read these first 5 verses of 1 Samuel 23. Then they told David, saying, Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they robbed the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and smite these Philistines? You see, he's trusting the Lord and acknowledging him. And the Lord said unto David, Go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. David's men said unto him, Behold, we're afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord yet again. And the Lord answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So David and his men went to Keilah, fought with the Philistines, brought away their cattle, smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And now, looking back, these guys say, Look, that's an army out there. We're just so many men, and we're in trouble in Judah. Now, just think, if we go up against the Philistines, Dave, are you sure? David says, Well, look, I'll go back and talk to the Lord about it again. And he does. And God delivers. But you see, he sought God before he would do anything. You may see that something is wrong, and you want to do something about it. But before you do anything about it, make sure you seek direction from God. David was of the attitude, not my will, but thine be done. You see, there is a difference between the carnal and the spiritual. Sometimes what I think is not necessarily what God thinks. I would think we need to go down and burn that gay bar down the road. Burn it to the ground. Destroy it. I might think, that house of prostitution, we need to just level it and throw every one of those women in the river. But Jesus, when he walked on this earth, we don't find one record of him going to the house of the prostitution to clean it up. We don't read of him going into a bar and cleaning it up. We don't see him doing any of those things, but we do see him going in and cleaning the house of God up twice when he overturns the tables of the money changers, because his house needs to be holy. So we need to be in touch with God to know the heart of God. And understand, your faith will be tried. The army of God says that we're afraid in Judah, our homeland. What will it be when we get out there against the Philistines? But God said he'd deliver, so they go, because God says he'll deliver, and God's never wrong. God doesn't lie to us. And you'll notice there, the last three words of verse 2, and save Keilah. Look at verse 5. And David and all his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter, so that David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Exactly what God said he would do. It was God's will to save Keilah. And David did this, and he did it more in obedience and faith to God than he actually did for the people of Keilah. In short, the road to spiritual instead of carnal is to seek to know, obey, and trust God with the results, whatever they may be, and do it for his glory. You may not do music, you may not teach as well as another, but understand this, and I've counseled with pastor, said, Pastor, I knock on doors, Brother Andy, I've done this and all that, and it seems like we can't do more than 20 people. We can't do more than 50 people. The most we've ever had is 100. I've been at it for years, and my friend, the Lord sometimes makes people captains of 10, some's of 50s, and some's of 100. There, every once in a while, you'll see those that are not only captains of hundreds, you'll see those that are captains of thousands. But whatever the situation may be, accept what God has made you and make the best of being a captain of 10. Make the best of being a captain of 20. Do what God would have you to do. Now added to this is David's personal life. His personal life shows us that he is a friend of God. Well, let's just go ahead and begin with verse 6. It came to pass when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David to Keilah. He came down with an ephod in his hand, and it was told Saul that David was come to Keilah. Saul said, God hath delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called all the people to gather to war, go down to Keilah, to besiege David and his men.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.